It is Wayne's World.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so we have a couple more people joining, and then we will get started.
All right, somebody light the candles.
I'm going to mute all the lines, so you will see yourself become muted, and that will reduce the background noise. So don't fret. I am going to. There we go. So now it's just me speaking. So welcome everyone, and I'm glad we were able to, overcome any technical challenges. And thank you, Ashley. Thank you to the group that I worked with yesterday to really get this going. We certainly missed last Sunday's worship, and this pandemic is going to go on for a little while. So we really wanted the, opportunity to give people a connection to the church and the church community. We could have recorded a sermon, but I think as you guys have all experienced for a few minutes this morning, and as certainly suggested by Miss Ashley, smile for us, the seeing people's faces and to be able to talk to each other and, see everyone's little world is really good in a time where you are socially isolating and really feel disconnected. So I mentioned the confidentiality. So we are recording this and the audio will be shared in some public forum. So don't say last names. We will follow the typical, order of a church service. So there'll be no real surprises there. We will, at the end of this, and we will send out some kind of a survey. I saw the survey. It was lovely. I don't know if that'll go out by email or if that'll get posted, but we'll figure that one out to give you guys an opportunity to give feedback as to this forum. I think that is, I think that's really all I want to say. Let me unmute Reverend Carol once I find you. And there you are. Oh, there you were. There you are. If there's anything else before we get going that you want to say, Reverend Carol?
Yes. All right. Well, I welcome you to this first virtual service here of Central Congregational Church in Attleboro Falls. We are indeed experimenting with being together in a Zoom meeting. I don't believe I need to explain why this has become a necessity. If you are a visitor today, we welcome you and hope that you will join us whenever you choose. We hope to be doing this every Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a church of the United Church of Christ, and our church is like to say, wherever you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. So come, let us worship. Hear our prayer, O Lord, let our cry come to you. Do not hide your face from us in the day of our distress. Incline your ear to us. Answer us speedily in the day when we call. We generally start with a prayer of invocation, which means that we are inviting God into our presence at this time. So please join with me in prayer. At the end of it, we will be saying together the Lord's Prayer. O God, we pray that your Spirit will indeed be with us this morning. The Lenten season reminds us that it was a time of decision-making for Jesus. Should he keep to the country byways or take the Jerusalem highway? Be with us in our time of decision-making, O God. It was a time of discouragement for the disciples. Jesus kept choosing to confront the powerful ones of his day. Be with us when we feel powerless and afraid. It was a time when the rulers, religious and political, felt threatened by the good and generous ways of Jesus. Be with us when we are tempted to compromise with truth or compassion. Keep us ever faithful to the calling of Jesus Christ. who taught us to pray together, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This is a time for announcements. Everything I think you probably know by now at Central Congregational Church and the Christian Education Building in the way of in-person worship and meetings has been suspended for the foreseeable future. Kathy will still be in the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays until we are told that that is not possible anymore. The Mission Committee wants you to know that if you are collecting food for our Lenten calendar, for Lenoir's Pantry, for those of you who are not from North Attleboro, that is our food pantry here in North Attleboro. You may go and drop that food off at the town hall, but please remember that the building is closed. You will need to call the town hall and set up an appointment to be met there. And you will have to probably call in again when you reach the parking lot to let the person know that you have arrived. Or you may call the church office and a member of the mission committee will come to your home to pick up your donations. This is the time we share celebrations. If you have a celebration or concern you wish to have mentioned in worship, please email them to the church office or call the church office with them for future Sundays. For today, I would like to celebrate that we have the technology and the people in our church to offer us a way to be together in worship, although we are certainly in different places. So thank you to Wayne and Rich Goss and Kathy Wade and Ashley and several others as well. Thank you so much for doing that for us. We have many concerns. As Wayne mentioned, I will not mention last names because this may end up being broadcast somewhere. But we pray this morning for people who are ill, and we have a long list, including Bud and Carol, Lee, Cher, Chad, Nikolai, Tyler, Jen, Doris, Ed and Janet, Wade, Steve and Lee, Elsie and Brigida, Marie and Shirley. We certainly also continue to pray for people who are suffering from this terrible virus. We pray for our first responders, all who work in the medical profession, for those who suffer from addictions, for our government officials who are working hard to protect us. And as always, we pray for our nation, which remains divided, and our communities as we face this difficult situation together. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we pray for your peace and comfort to be with us in this difficult time. There is so much we do not know. There is so much we cannot see. There is so much we cannot control. In the moments we feel powerless, help us to take a deep breath, trusting that we are tasked only with doing our part and not everything. In the moments we feel unsure, help us to take a deep breath, trusting that we are not alone and that together our wisdom will be richer. Help us to take a deep breath, trusting that there is no depth we can fall out of reach of your love that holds us close. What we do know is that our lives and love and worth extend far beyond the here and now. What we can control is our breath and the love we may inject into the world so clearly lacking it. We ask your healing presence to be with those people we have mentioned this morning. And in this moment of silence, please feel free where you are to lift up your concerns into God's presence. Let us be in that moment of silence. And now these three remain. faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. May God's peace descend upon each of us. Amen.
Thank you, David, for the music, by the way.
Thank you, indeed. So we turn to our scripture. This is actually the scripture I'd chosen for this service, this 22nd day of March, 2020, about a month ago, and how appropriate it really turned out to be. St. Paul writes these words of encouragement from Corinth to the newly formed church in Rome, and also, of course, then to us. Reading from Romans 5, verses 1 through 5. Therefore, we are justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. May God help us to find comfort in these words. It was the deciding round of play of the 1983 United States Open Golf Tournament. There was a player by the name of Larry Nelson who was tied for first place. And he was in a bit of a slump that year. But he then found himself in a very difficult situation. His approach shot to the 16th green left him 62 feet from the hole. His fans groaned. In the world of golf, sinking a 62-foot putt is about as likely as a hole in one. Larry Nelson paused for a moment, then he raised his head, sized up the terrain, and stroked his ball. It rolled downhill for a while, and then up an incline, and then down another slope, and up another, and finally it curved, and then, kerplunk, it landed in the hole. Some called it the shot of the year. Bolstered by that incredible putt, Larry Nelson went on to win the tournament, his first victory following his two-year slump. One of the reporters who flocked went around him, from all the reporters who were around him, asked him if he had been praying during the match, especially before the fateful putt. And Larry Nelson said, yes. You were praying that you'd make the shot, the reporter asked? No, Nelson said. Well then, what were you praying for? Asked the reporter. Larry Nelson's answer should help all of us. He simply said, peace. Is there anyone listening right now who is not seeking peace? If you found it already, you can stop listening now. You can go along your merry way, but I am still working on that myself. It's not so easy to do. Of course, some of us seek peace from some unusual sources. One woman said her therapist told her the way to achieve true inner peace was to finish what she started. She took the advice to heart and she said, so far today, I finished 2 bags of potato chips and a chocolate cake, and I feel so much better. Well, they don't call it comfort food for nothing. However, there are better ways to find peace. Now, a word of caution should be spoken at this point, because the peace that Christ gives us is not a passive peace. That is, some people are at peace because they ignore the needs of those around them, as well as the needs of their community in the world. Remember Alfred E. Newman and Mad Magazine? Remember his motto? What, me worry? And that is some people's motto as well. But that's not the peace that Christ is talking about. Some of you can think back to World War II. Japanese warplanes were headed toward Pearl Harbor, where they would make a devastating attack. Before these two planes made it to Pearl Harbor, however, it was picked up by two American soldiers stationed on an island in the Pacific on their radar. And they reported that fact to their commanding officer, who was a very young and green lieutenant. And the young lieutenant gave the report a few minutes thought and concluded that what these soldiers probably saw were American planes from California. "Don't worry about it," he said. "Don't worry about it? Well, they should have worried about it. We don't know how many lives could have been saved if they had worried enough about it to get into action. Don't worry about it turned out to be a really bad piece of advice." Does that sound familiar in terms of where we are today? The warnings about the coronavirus were pretty much ignored. Some people are still ignoring and placing others in danger. There are some things we should worry about. Jesus saw the money changers in the temple taking advantage of worshipers, and he worried to the point of driving them out into the streets. On another occasion, Jesus said, "I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." There are some things that Christians ought to worry about. For example, if we are not worried about our medical personnel, our doctors, our nurses, our first responders, and so many more, shame on us as Christians. If we're not worried about our neighbors who are vulnerable and in need, then shame on us as Christians. There are problems over which every Christian ought to have a deep and heavy burden. There is time for moral indignation and strong remedial action. There's a difference between having God's peace and simply being an insensitive person, caring only about ourselves. In the words of Patrick Henry, "Gentlemen cry, peace, peace, and there is no peace." John F. Kennedy said, "There are risks and costs to action, but they are far less than the long-range risks of comfortable inaction." Peace is one of Christ's great gifts to us. In fact, a sense of inner peace is what allows us to make a positive difference in the world. Right now, you and I are being called to be as responsible citizens as we can be. We may not be able to leave our homes as much as we would like. We may not be able to leave our homes to go out and help take care of others. But isn't there something we can do? Yeah, there is. Remember that old-fashioned invention called the telephone? Pick it up and call someone. Isolation is a big problem. Call our more vulnerable neighbors and members of our church. Let them know that someone is thinking of them and praying for them. At the very least, we need to wash our hands often and practice social distancing, which we are doing today, not just for ourselves, but for the sake of everyone else. Some of our anxiety comes from concern about our daily needs. Benjamin Franklin once listed his major faults and resolved that he was going to battle one at a time, once each week. One of the faults he knew he must defeat was wasting time and energy worrying. Most of us are doing a lot of that lately, wasting time and energy worrying. We all know that needless worry is destructive, but we need to remember that God loves us and will provide for us. But I understand that right now it is very hard to cultivate a peaceful heart and mind. St. Paul wrote these words I read to you today at the height of his career when he was in Corinth, probably. Everywhere he went, he ran up against civil and religious powers and was run out of town or was arrested. He addressed these words to the newly found church in Rome because he thought he would be coming to see them very soon. And he was wanting to warn them and set them straight on what they should be believing as Christians. And of course, he did stop in Rome, and he got himself arrested once again. And eventually, he was indeed executed. Nevertheless, he wrote these words of encouragement to all of us. "We boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." So my friends, we are building endurance and character. and hope according to Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Amen.
Amen.
Benediction, you are invited to stay for our first virtual coffee hour. We hope that you will stick around and we can talk about this event. You will be unmuted for this. I think it's helpful if when you start to speak, you give your name. This is Dave Valerio. And then everyone else can kind of be quiet and listen to that person. So let's not be tripping over each other with all of the noise. So God bless you and let's go to our coffee hour.
Yeah. Here we are.
Mm-hmm. We muted everybody.